All right, let's do this. Ready to jump into the world of SEO with me today?
Always ready for an SEO deep dive, yeah.
Today, we're going to be tackling 5 SEO mistakes every small business must avoid.
Sounds like a plan.
So get ready to break it down, hopefully pick up a few tips and tricks.
Definitely some actionable stuff in this source, yeah.
So, you know, you want your website to get noticed.
Okay.
That's kind of the whole point.
The whole point of SEO, yeah.
Yeah, and this source, it really zeroes in on 5 big problem areas.
Yeah, they break it down nicely. On-page SEO, the technical stuff, content, then the off-page stuff, and how user experience fits in.
Right. And we're going to take them one by one.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's start with those on-page SEO slip-ups. What do you think? What comes to mind there?
Well, you know, think of it like a storefront. First impressions are everything, right?
Right.
So your signs, they got to be clear, catchy, you know? That's where your title tags and meta descriptions come in.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, those are crucial. Both for like search engines to understand what you're about, but also for, you know, actual people browsing. You got to grab their attention.
It's got to be enticing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a big bold sign that says, hey, best coffee in town, come on in.
Oh.
Instead of some like scribbled note that's hard to even read.
Love that analogy. And I bet a lot of people, especially when they're first starting out, they think more is more, like cram all the keywords you can into that title tag.
Oh yeah, the keyword stuffing trap. It's a classic.
Right, thinking that's gonna magically shoot them to the top of Google.
Yeah, but it's like, imagine walking into a coffee shop and the barista just keeps yelling, coffee, latte, espresso, cappuccino, frappuccino, nonstop.
You probably run out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. And search engines, they can smell that a mile away.
They're smarter than that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about finding that balance, you know.
Right, using keywords in a way that sounds natural.
Exactly. Think like your customer. What would they actually search for?
So it's not about tricking the system. It's about really understanding what people are looking for.
Absolutely. And speaking of making a good first impression, we got to talk about duplicate content.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's like, you know, having the same exact display in every window of your coffee shop.
Right.
People might walk by once, but they're not going to be drawn in over and over if it's the same old thing.
It gets boring, right?
Exactly. Each page, it needs to offer something unique, something valuable. Search engines love that, and so do your visitors.
I mean, it seems obvious, but right. I can definitely see how people fall into that trap.
Especially when you're starting out, you're like, oh, I need content. Let me just copy and paste.
Easier.
But trust me, taking the time to craft original content, it's worth it.
It's an investment. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked about the storefront, you know, those on-page elements that people see right away.
Right.
But what about like behind the scenes, making sure everything runs smoothly?
That's where technical SEO comes in. And, let's face it, one of the biggest hurdles, especially for small businesses, is page load speed.
Ooh, I feel that one. Nothing makes me click away faster.
Right. You're waiting, waiting. And it's just like...
And these days, people have like zero patience.
Exactly. Every second counts. I mean, studies show that even a 1 second delay can significantly impact your bounce rate.
Really?
Yeah. So think of it like, you know, your coffee shop has a super long line, service is slow.
Yeah.
People are going to go elsewhere, right?
For sure.
So what can we do to speed things up?
Yeah. Give us the tips.
Well, first off, compressing images. It's like, you know, taking a giant bag of coffee beans and shrinking it down to more manageable size.
Right. But it's still the same amount of coffee.
Exactly. Same quality, just delivered more efficiently.
Makes sense.
And same with images. Then there's streamlining your website's code. You know, maybe you've got too many plugins.
Ooh, yeah, like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Exactly. They might have good intentions, but it can get crowded.
Slow things down.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, don't underestimate the importance of your hosting provider. That's like the foundation of your online coffee shop.
And you need a solid foundation.
You do. Invest in one that can handle your traffic, keep things running smoothly.
So speed's crucial. What else is on our technical SEO checklist?
Another big one, especially these days, is mobile friendliness. Your website, it needs to adapt to any screen size.
Oh, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Trying to navigate a website that's clearly not designed for a phone.
It's like trying to stuff a giant coffee machine into a tiny travel mug.
It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And potential customers, they're going to bounce right off.
And the source actually had this great analogy about this one.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
They compared a non-mobile friendly website to a store that has an elevator but only lets people use the stairs.
Oof. Yeah, that's a good one.
You're like, why?
Yeah. It makes no sense. And you're missing out on so many potential customers.
So speed, mobile friendliness, anything else we got to watch out for on the technical side?
One last pitfall I'd say is broken links. Yeah. Nobody likes those.
Oh, the worst. Like, you're all excited for that specific latte.
Yeah.
Click the link and it's just like error 404, page not found.
Total disappointment. And for search engines, it's a sign that your website's not well maintained.
They don't like that.
No, it can hurt your rankings.
Yeah.
You want to show them you're on top of things.
So how do we stay on top of all those links? Manually check each one?
Luckily, no. There are some great tools out there.
Okay.
Like the source mentions Google Search Console. That's a good one.
Awesome. So we can enlist some help to keep those links in check.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about the on-page stuff, the technical stuff.
Right.
What's next in our SEO adventure?
Well, now it's time to dive into the heart of it all, content. We'll cover that in part two of this deep dive.
Stay tuned for that.
All right. Welcome back. Last time we covered all that on-page and technical SEO stuff, right?
The foundations. Yeah.
Exactly. But now let's get to the good stuff.
The heart of it all.
Yeah. Content. The heart and soul of your website.
Because it doesn't matter how fast your site loads or how pretty it looks, if the content's like blah.
Totally. Our source makes a great point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Content might be king, but not all content is created equal.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's like you can have the most amazing bakery in the world, but if the pastries are stale, nobody's coming back.
Nobody wants stale pastries.
No way. So how do we make sure our content is like fresh and delicious, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Right. Give us the recipe.
Well, this source, they suggest tapping into these platforms like Reddit, Quora, even YouTube comments.
Interesting.
Yeah. Think of them as like virtual focus groups.
Okay.
You know, people are just out there sharing their questions, their problems, what they're looking for.
So instead of guessing what our audience wants,
you see
it firsthand.
You got it. You can see what they're searching for, what they're struggling with. It's like having a direct line to their thoughts.
Powerful stuff.
It is. And once you know what they need, you can create content that actually provides value, you know.
Solves their problems, answers their questions.
Exactly. Positions you as the expert in your field.
It's all about building that trust, right?
Trust is everything online. And this is where a good keyword strategy comes in. Remember we touched on keywords before?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's go a little deeper.
Yeah.
Imagine you're searching for like the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Ooh.
You wouldn't just type in cookie, would you?
No way. I'd be way more specific. Like, best chewy chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Exactly. See, that's what we call a long tail keyword.
Okay.
It's longer, more specific, targets a niche audience. And those, while they might have lower search volume individually, they attract more qualified traffic. People who are actively looking for exactly what you offer.
So it's not just about casting the widest net possible.
Right.
It's about attracting the right people.
Absolutely. And there are tools out there to help you, like Google Keyword Planner.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one.
Yeah. It's great for identifying those relevant keywords, seeing how often people are searching for them.
It's like a treasure map for your website.
I love that. And speaking of connecting with your audience, we can't forget about internal linking.
Right. Linking to other pages within your own website.
You got it. Think of it like, you know, creating paths within your bakery.
Ah.
You're guiding visitors to different sections, tempting them with delicious treats along the way.
So instead of just isolated pages, it's all connected.
Exactly. Creates a web of content, keeps people exploring and engaged. And it tells search engines that your site is well-structured, easy to navigate.
Makes sense. So it's good for everyone.
It is. So we've got valuable content, strategic keywords, internal linking. What's next?
What's next on our SEO checklist?
And now we go beyond our website walls. We enter the realm of off-page SEO.
Ooh, getting a little more advanced.
A little bit, yeah. It's all about building your authority, your reputation online.
So like getting endorsements from other bakeries.
Perfect analogy. And one of the most valuable endorsements you can get is a backlink. That's a link from another website that points back to yours.
So like they're saying, hey, if you want the best bread, go check out this bakery.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Not all backlinks are created equal.
Okay.
This source, they emphasize quality over quantity.
So like a link from a respected food blog is better than a random comment on some forum.
100%. Think of it like reviews. A glowing review from a renowned food critic.
Yeah.
It's going to have a way bigger impact than some random person saying your cookies are good.
Right. It's all about credibility.
Exactly. So how do we earn those high quality backlinks?
Yeah. How do we get those endorsements?
It goes back to content. Creating something amazing that people naturally want to share and link to.
So it's not about begging for links, it's about earning them.
You got it. Mm. And along with those valuable backlinks, we can't forget about social signals.
Right, all that buzz on social media.
Yeah. Likes, shares, comments, the whole shebang.
It's like word of mouth, but online.
Exactly. People are talking about you, sharing your content, recommending you to their friends. And while it might not directly impact SEO, it definitely influences those rankings.
Because it increases your visibility, right?
Absolutely. More visibility, more traffic, more backlinks. It all works together.
It's all connected.
It is. And to round out this holistic approach to SEO, we got to talk about user experience and engagement.
Okay. Yeah, that's important too.
We'll cover that in the final part of our deep dive. Stay tuned.
And we're back, ready for the final piece of our SEO puzzle.
Let's do it. User experience and engagement. It's all about making those visitors happy once they land on your site.
Right, because we've done all this work to get them there, right?
Exactly. Think of it like, you know, you've built this amazing bakery, everything looks great.
Smells amazing.
But now you got to make sure the experience inside lives up to the hype.
Right, because if people walk in and it's like a total mess,
yeah,
they're going to leave.
Wow, absolutely. Well, same with your website. You want people to stay, explore, become loyal customers.
So where do we even begin? What makes for good user experience online?
Well, this source, they talk a lot about paying attention to your bounce rate.
Okay, bounce rate. Remind me what that is again.
It's basically how many people are leaving your website after only viewing one page.
Oh, so like they come in, take a quick look around, and then poof, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. And a high bounce rate, it's a signal that something might be off. Hmm? Maybe your landing pages aren't what people expected. Maybe your content isn't engaging enough.
So it's like a red flag.
Yeah, like a little warning sign saying, hey, something needs attention here.
Time to investigate.
Exactly. Figure out why people are leaving. And the source, they actually have some good tips for lowering that bounce rate.
Okay, I'm listening.
Like making sure your landing pages match user expectations, you know, delivering value right away.
Right, make it worth their while to stick around.
Exactly. And think about those bakeries that just like draw you in the second you walk in the door, right?
But yeah.
The smell, the displays, the friendly staff.
It's all part of the experience.
Yeah, it creates this warm, welcoming feeling. And you can do that online too.
Okay, how do we translate that to a website?
Well, it's about making it visually appealing, easy to navigate, full of content that your audience actually wants.
And speaking of navigation, that's a big part of the experience too, right?
It's huge. You know, imagine walking into a bakery with zero signs. Everything's just randomly placed.
You'd be so lost.
Yeah, you'd probably leave frustrated. Same with a website. People need to find what they're looking for.
Clear menus, easy to understand.
Exactly. And the source even mentions this rule. Users should be able to find any page on your site within three clicks.
Three clicks.
Yeah, think of like the three-byte rule for browsing online. Any more than that,
you're out.
They're probably going to bounce. So yeah, navigation is key.
Okay, so bounce rate, navigation. What else should we be thinking about when it comes to user experience?
Well, design and aesthetics. You know, just like that inviting bakery, your website, it's got to look good.
It's going to be pleasing to the eye.
Yeah. Colors, fonts, images, it all matters. Mm-hmm. Think about those bakeries with harsh fluorescent lighting versus those with warm, inviting lighting.
Yeah, totally different vibe.
Right. It's about creating a space that people actually enjoy spending time in.
So in a nutshell, what are our key takeaways from this whole deep dive?
Well, we've covered a lot. On-page optimization, technical SEO, content strategy, off-page factors, and now user experience.
A lot to digest, but it's all connected, right?
Absolutely. This source even provides a checklist summarizing all those key points.
Perfect for anyone who wants to really get serious about their SEO.
Yeah, whether you're just starting out or looking to improve what you're already doing.
And I think the biggest takeaway for me is, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Definitely not.
It's about understanding your specific audience, what they want, and creating a website that caters to them.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Keep learning, keep experimenting, and most importantly,
what's the most important thing?
Provide value to your audience. That's how you win at SEO in the long run.
Well said. And on that note, we hope this deep dive has given you the knowledge and inspiration to conquer the world of SEO.
Yeah, go forth and optimize.
Until next time.